Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I'm so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We have a lot to talk about tonight, just me and you. So pull up a chair, or if you drive down the highway, take your time. Don't get in any trouble. Just pay attention. What's being said, maybe after a while, if you want to, you can call in and share your thoughts with us. I know you all listen to this on a recorded broadcast. I know that. So you really can call in. I know that. But many people listen to us on shortwave and a few AM FM stations that carry us live. Most of them do carry some recorded programs. But if you listen on Roku or Spotify or other places, I hope you'll take time to call and share your thoughts, because tonight I'm going to share some things with you that needs to be shared. Before I do that, though, well, the Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. You know, we always start at 10:30 Eastern time with prayer requests and praise reports, and I want you all to join us if you can, please. We'll be doing it, hopefully, the next two weekends. We'll be having Bible study catch up for August. Phil had to get some tests done, some physical problems to take care of, and he's doing very well. I want you to know that, so Phil's okay. But thanks for your prayers. But if you want to join us this coming weekend, though, at Bible study, and I hope you will, this lesson is going to be very important. One of the questions I get asked a lot, is how do you know you're saved? How do you know you're born again? I'm going to answer a question this coming Saturday. Yes, you can know. No, it's not because that God just writes you a letter and says this is the day, so and so. It's by faith, of course. But we're getting a lot of details this coming Saturday that you might want to pay attention to. Satan will make us all doubt once in a while, folks. But we can spit in his face and tell him where to go. And he's going there anyway, so don't be ashamed telling that. So join us this weekend. You can join us if you want to, but watch us on the internet live by going to our website, pastorbutch.com, and click on live stream. And there will be at 10:30 a.m. is coming Saturday. Live stream will be with it from 10:30 to 11. We'll do prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30 to 12:30, it's Christian Worldview News. And this week, it's going to be very good also. And from 1 to 2, we're going to do the Bible study. Join us. But live, going to live stream on pastorbush.com or call us on the phone. Listen at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013, to listen on the phone. And folks, that's there for you to do it. And we used to have a lot of people listen on the phone. And we want you to come, we want you to join us if you can, as much as you can, live. So you can comment, make questions. I want you to join us because this is not about me. It's really not even about you. It's about glorifying our Father in heaven, but to share people with people the truth. Please join us. And some prayer requests tonight. We'll start with Tom in Wisconsin. Tom's wife may have to have surgery. Although the tests come back okay, They want to do surgery, and they're kind of curious to why. So keep Tommy's wife in prayer, okay? And Dino calls this program once in a while from Wisconsin. He's a good fella. Dino's a good man. He loves the Lord and tried to do his best. Dino had a heart attack. Not a severe one, praise God, but he had a heart attack. He's recovering, but keep Dino in your prayers for health, folks. He's right behind me age-wise. I mean, you get in your 70s, anything can happen. So keep in your prayers, please. Also, my niece, Serena, my brother's daughter, is having some physical problems, especially with her shoulder, different things, and hurting bad. Keep her in your prayers, if you don't mind. She's a sweet young, and she is my niece, like I said. And I like to keep her in prayers. And also, Stephanie, a listener from out west, called and asked for prayer. She has an infection in her leg, and they're having a hard time clearing it. It's a serious infection. I can't remember what they called it. But she asked for prayer from Christians, please, that she would this would heal. They got on antibiotics, make her sick in her stomach, and she's having a hard time sticking to the regimen. So keep Stephanie in your prayers also. And I want to say hi to all those, Stephanie and Tom and Dina and all of you. And thanks for joining us tonight on the program, and please know you're in our prayers. And folks, you prayer warriors out there, that I'm convinced are much more prayer warriors than I am. I'm trusting you to take their names before the Lord and take it and to break Satan off from bothering him in any way possible. And I appreciate y'all doing that. I really do. Now, we got a lot to talk about tonight, and I want to share some ancient news with you, I guess you could say, and current events and how they tie together. Last night I did something I haven't done for a long, long time. I went to a church service, a regular church service. A dear friend of mine was asked to preach last night. He said, Mr. Paul, would you come and listen? And I promised I would. I haven't been in this church probably, that's a church I was ordained in probably 40 years ago, I'd say. I haven't been at church since then. But I went to listen to him preach. And he did a good job, brought a good message on the blood that was put on the doorpost and lintels of the Israelites in Egypt's time, so the death angel would pass over them. He did a good preaching on that, and the lesson, of course, told the Israelites to be prepared to go, get out of that country, so have the shoes on ready to go. He did a teaching on the blood and being ready to go. It was a fairly good service. I love this, some of the singing. I did. The people love the Lord. I'm convinced of that. They're doing their best to serve Him as best they know how and understand. But a lot of things broke my heart to see in that little church. And I say this, I'm sure they don't understand and what they're doing, but disrespect for the Lord's house and way they dress and different things. So, but that isn't why I brought this up. But I brought this up to make this point. It's the pastor's job to instruct the church on what the Word of God says on how to live in all areas of our life. All of them. Financially, physically, of course, spiritually. That's a pastor's job. The pastor may love the Lord, but if he's ignorant of the Word and what the Bible says, or is afraid to preach it, he's ineffective with his duties before the people. And one thing I have seen a great lack of in about every place I've been for many, many years, and about all of them, I'd say 90% of them, is a teaching on what's happening in the world today, how it affects us, how to strengthen ourselves for what's happening, to get our eyes open to the truth so that we won't be deceived in the days of the beast system of the Antichrist. People scoff, well, the Antichrist, that happened 2,000 years ago. They're full of BS. Let me say it like it is. They're destroying people by these false teachings. We're seeing a future come together now that fits right into the Scripture and Revelation. It's a pastor's job, I think, to try to show the people, or at least have somebody in that can teach these to the people. You know, I never get called to teaching these anywhere. I don't get called to teach anywhere because I don't teach the standard stuff. You see, in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, it says this, "Surely the Lord will do nothing." Repeat that. "The Lord will do nothing, but he revealed this secret unto his servants the prophets. He said, I would bring nothing to pass until I have told you first what I'm going to do through the people I call to do it. Well, the prophets of the Old Testament no longer exist. If you think there are some false prophets out there, look what happened when Trump run for re-election. How many people you saw on the internet and other places, well, Trump's going to be re-elected. He's God's man. He's going to save his country. How many of y'all heard that? Poppycock. How many heard that? I remember one dude with a long gray beard and wearing orange robes talking about how Trump's going to be re-elected. I don't know what he's doing now. False prophets abound. And it's very dangerous today to do these things unless you truly are called to God. And I don't know of anyone personally. Now, I'm not saying they're not there. I don't know of anyone personally who has been able to accurately say things that as the prophets of old did. I don't think there are any prophets left to foretell the future and what's going to happen in events as far as 2,000 years and what's going to happen or prophesy the future that far away. I don't see that happening at all. But I do see a need for, and praise God, a few men who are called to God to be pastors and shepherds and preachers who are given the gift of New Testament prophet. And that's what I have been called to do for many, many years. For a long time, as I would preach and teach these things that's happening in this country and the world, I would question my Father, Lord, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what you want me to do? I mean, I'm not preaching what everybody else is preaching. I'm not teaching like everybody else is teaching. Are you sure I'm doing the right thing to glorify you? And it wasn't too awful long ago that finally settled in my heart that I was. Yeah, folks, I have doubts too. But a New Testament prophet doesn't prophesy the future like Daniel or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Hosea. No, no, no. No, they take what's happening, what the Scripture says, and take what's happening and tie it into the Word of God to prophesy the future that way, because it all comes together like hands in the gloves. It's not complicated. Most pastors either can't see it or refuse to see it. But I can tell you now, by the grace of God, and only by His grace, by His mercy, and by His knowledge, and by His wisdom, have I said many things over the last 30 years on the radio that come to pass, that before what got me in trouble with people all over the place, about phone calls and emails, threatening to burn down the radio station I was on time, and more than that, laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, asked to leave churches. And by the grace of God, about everything that I said was going to happen, happened. Not because I prophesied the future, but because I looked at the Scripture and I saw where we were in time, and I said, this is coming next. That makes sense to you? Am I making sense? I'm not going to tell you dates and times. That's not Bible at all. But I can tell you with current events. I can take you into places and show you that this is coming because the powers that be want it. It happened in history. It's happening now. And then what happened in history with Israel, it foretold the coming of the destruction of America now. The same exact, almost the same exact things that Israel did in the past, America is doing again now. And the church is involved in it. Understand that. That's just the way it is. And now I can take, by the grace of God, what I've been saying on radio now for over 30 years, tie it in what's happening today, and show that what we talked about, prophesying to happen next, not because I'm telling the future, I'm talking about Scripture and what's happening and what man is doing and planning to do, and God says it's going to happen. Let me share a few, if you don't mind tonight, okay? If I have time, I'll share some of these during Bible study this week, if I have time. But we have so much to talk about all the time, we're getting way behind. In my hand, I'm holding a newspaper called the Worldwide Weekly Defense News, March 20 through 26, 1995. How many years have I been? 10, 20, gosh, almost 30 years, huh? Almost 30 years ago. And I don't know why they did this, but some of the certain articles I had given to me, the Lord says, save them. So I laminated them. I had laminated so they wouldn't ruin. And I laminated this newspaper. And the headline says this on page one. Naval Research Lab attempts to melt, M-E-L-D, meld neurons and chips. Study may produce army of zombies. Now, this was in March 1995, Worldwide Weekly Defense News. I shared that on the radio, and people thought I was totally insane. It couldn't happen. They would never do it. They couldn't understand what this had to do with the beast system and how it's going to tie in. Well, last week, this article came up in front of me. Computer chip with built-in human brain tissue gets military funding. Talked about 28 years ago, and now they're actually developing this dish brain, they call it. Dish, D-I-S-H. Dish brain computer chips fusing human brain cells with electronic circuits and AI intelligence could underpin the next generation of learning robots. Last year, Monash University scientists created a dish brain, a semi-biological computer chip with some 800,000 human and mouse brain cells lab-grown into its electrodes, demonstrating something like sentience. It learned to play Pong within 5 minutes. Now, folks, let this sink in. I can't read the whole thing all the time. Then they set up a very basic reward system using the fact that small clusters of brain cells tend to try to minimize unpredictability in their environment. So if the paddle hit the ball, the cells would receive a nice, predictable stimulus. But if it missed, the cells would get 4 seconds of totally unpredictable stimulation. It was the first time lab-grown brain cells have been used this way, being given not only a way to sense the world, but to act on it, and the results were impressive. Now, this is probably what they're telling us today, that we're probably still 20 years behind what they're actually doing. But this is what they're confessing today. And I read it in a paper, the Worldwide Weekly Defense News, back in 1995, this was going to happen. Now, was I a prophet? Not in the sense of the Old Testament prophet. But yes, with current events and Bible, I prophesied what was coming in this nation, in the world. Revelation 13, I'll read it to you very quickly. Verse 7, you've all read it many times, I'm sure. Talking about the beast, the Antichrist. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but that's very important. And power or authority was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And on down the same chapter, it said, you'll cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, flee and bind, to receive a mark in the right hand or forehead. And that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. They laughed when I said this is going to happen in the near future. This is something man's been playing for a long time. Well, I tried to tell people back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, that the driver's license is going to have a digital picture, a number of a man, your unique fingerprint of your face, not just regular fingerprints, thumbprints or whatever, of your face. And now they're doing iris fingerprinting, iris scans. But nonetheless, it's getting to the point now that it's been 25 years ago, a news reporter on Channel 4 TV, WOAY-TV out of Oak Hill, West Virginia, showed a palm scan reader on device and said, one day you'll pay with just your palm. Everybody, that's true, but it's way, way ahead of us. Well, this is only one business, but it's a big business. Amazon expands pay by palm, another precursor to the mark of the beast. Amazon announced Thursday it's rolling out this pay to palm services to all 500 Whole Foods Market stores across the country, making it possible for customers to use their palm for purchase, whether it's a wallet or phone. A local business not too far from us did the same thing about a week ago. Yeah, I'm serious. This most extensive rollout by the e-commerce giant since announcing its payment system in 2021. Customers can set up Amazon One by registering their palm print using Kisk or at a point of sale station at participating stores. To register, you need to provide a payment card and phone number, read Amazon's terms of service, and share an image of your palms. Once completed, you can take items to the checkout and not have to take out your wallet or even your phone. A hover of your hand or the device is always needed to pay and leave. You notice that's been done without a chip in the hand. You see, the chip is one way of taking the mark. California is testing controversial digital ID, starting with driver's licenses. Folks, the driver's license was the de facto national ID card. That's how they brought it in. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, I said I will not do a digital picture on driver's license. And I still haven't. I'm not saying they didn't get it some other way, but I didn't volunteer to them. The last photo I had taken was in a Indian headdress and Indian red makeup on. They could not read my facial scan. Matter of fact, they took about 15, 20 pictures and finally gave up. They couldn't read it. And you see, I could do that legally because I am one quarter Cherokee. My dad's father was full-blooded. So the point it was, I could do that because I was living my heritage. If other people can wear burkas or women can wear face masks, I can look like an Indian if I want to because I'm part Indian. That's my heritage. So I did that. Now, perhaps I didn't necessarily deceive the entire system, but I didn't volunteer into it anyway. The Department of Motor Vehicles in Washington, U.S. State of Washington, is now testing introducing mobile driving licenses for its residents. The mobile license is marketed as a living in a driver's DMV wallet, smartphone app, and of course, there couldn't possibly be any downside to all this. So listen to what I said. The mobile license is marketed as living in a driver's DMV wallet, smartphone app. Living. Isn't that an interesting choice of words? The push to move people from physical means of identifying themselves that are in reality not perfectly secure, but still much, much more secure than having the personal data pulled in a centralized database, which we know has already been done. Your driver's license picture has went into Interpol, which is international now. And of course, part of the organizations that want this is the Transportation Security Administration. That shouldn't be a surprise. They're the ones helped fund this in California. Well, now that's not just in California. At this time, Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, Maryland are the states that have the digital mobile driver's license implemented. Oh, yeah. It's facial recognition on your phone. Oh, I've done that all along. That's how I get on my phone, preacher. I have my facial recognition on the phone. I look at it, and it comes on for me. How foolish can mankind be? Even Christians have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're getting into. They have no idea that they're playing themselves right into the beast system. It started long before you and I were born, folks. Way back in 1930s, at least, with Social Security Administration. Social Security numbers are part, I said that it's not to mark the beast, but it's a part of the beast system that ties us into the beast system. And almost everyone I know, that I personally know, have one. Then went on from there to driver's license numbers and account numbers, and on from there to hooks into welfare systems where we got to have ID, like Medicare, Medicare, insurances. No, not just government insurances, but insurance. You got Social Security to get a job. All this open bank account. All this, folks, is the beast system. It's so hard today even to get by paying cash. Everyone's hooked into the credit system today. Cash is almost a thing of the past. And folks, from what I understand from different people, including Michelle Baupin and some others, within a year, we'll no longer have cash. What could this mean? Is it also part of the beast system? CEO of a company that wants to scan your irises, world ID is coming, whether you like it or not. Alex Bonilla, CEO of WorldCom, WorldCoin company that wants billions of people to scan their irises to create a global system of authentication, said that a global form of ID is coming whether you like it or not. He's telling the truth. It's coming, folks. Oh, it's coming. And a day's coming that if you won't take this mark, you'll be ostracized and eventually probably be killed. No, and don't think you'll be raptured out before it happens. No. That ain't Bible. It ain't Bible. I wish it were, but it's not. WorldCoin was co-founded by Sam Altman, who is also the CEO of OpenAI, the company behind the controversial large language model of ChatGPT. The AI mogul previously stated his hopes for the technology to break capitalism by enabling the more efficient allocation of resources. Previous investors in the WorldCoin include disgraced crypto kingpin Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The company uses the technology that scans the irises of people around the world. And billions will fall for this. Data which is then used to grant access to the WorldCoin ecosystem. Notice that wording, WorldCoin ecosystem. It's to save the planet, folks. As well as means of distinction between the real people and bots. This means that WorldCoin's success will be in part be driven by the success of AI in impersonating humans, a field of Altman's OpenAI is also closely tied to. In recent remarks, Bonilla said that eventually anyone who wants to use the Internet will need to be authenticated by WorldCoin or something like it. Wow. I wonder if this ties into Scripture. I wonder if prophets prophesied this thousands of years ago. And I wonder today how many pastors and preachers take time to look at what's happening in history and now and tie it together to what's happening in the world today to show prophecy being fulfilled. How many of y'all go to church where pastors take time to teach you this? How many of y'all go to churches like we have a Bible study this weekend when we have Christian Worldview News? How many of y'all do that at least once a month? I'd say very few. We're going to go to break in a few seconds, but I'll read this next article to you after the break. The microchipping agenda. Why are the Freemasons collecting the DNA of your children? Now, folks, the movie Sound of Freedom was a fantastic show. It needed to be out there. People need to see what's happening. But it's also can be used for a tool to scare people right into this movement to protect the children. You got to have them chipped. You got to have all the biometrics and DNA on hand in case you're kidnapped. We got to do this for the children. Now, folks, that movie had to be shown. But what a tool to use to put people into this cage we call the beast system. Back at the break.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
All right, folks, we are back. And again, we're discussing some things in my mind that are very, very important. In my spirit, are very important. In a little bit, I'll take your phone calls. It'll be about another 10 minutes. So if you want to call at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, about 22 or so, we'll try to get you on the air pretty quickly. But back to the article I want to talk to you about again. Ties right in with what I just said about the movie. Now the Freemasons want you to microchip your children. I'm not making this up. This is how the expose, August 6th. The Freemasons have long stood at the epicenter of numerous conspiracy theories, their secretive nature adding fuel to the fire of speculation. Now the introduction of the MY chip, that's Masonic chip program, dressed up as a benevolent child protection tool, has provoked further debate. But could there be concealed objectives behind the surface? Of course. Right below that is the emblem, I guess you say, of the My Chip. It says My Chip, NYCHIP, Grand Lodge of Massachusetts Child ID Program, as on www.mychip.org. Look it up if you want to. www.mychip.org. Mychip.org. To the right of that logo is a fingerprint with the G in the triangle. Understand this, folks. This is happening as we speak. Fed certifies 57 new banks for Biden's digital money executive order. FedNow system, it's already rolled out, folks. It's already started. This was said by a guy named William Michael Cunningham, an economist and author. There is a fourth function of digital money as a means of social control. Again, the beast system. Do you know when you get a check from your company, as I do right now from Social Security I get, do you know when you get a check from them, you don't get a check from them, do you? Do you get cash? No. You get a digit on a computer. They push a button, click, and they put some digits on the computer and the bank says, hey, this guy has $2,000 in account. No money changes hands. Not necessary. And if you don't want to get the money out of it, you don't have to. You can take a debit card, credit card, or whatever, your phone, and pay bills with it. No real money changes hands. So convenient, so quick, so easy. No problems, no way to mess up. It's just there. Well, here we go. Within a year, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, not dates. Within a year, I'd say you're not going to be finding cash around much, if at all. This article goes on to say there's a growing movement to do away with paper money. Folks, paper money, it's not real money. It's fiat currency, but it still gives you some anonymity. You can still do business without being tracked and traced with it. Won't happen on digital. The government wants to implement a centralized digital currency that allows them to monitor all your financial transactions. Senate Bill 3571 describes these as Fed accounts, and it's only a matter of time until this sinister plan is implemented. Our representatives have this to say about Biden's digital money. Majority Whip Tom Emmer said digital money strips Americans of their right to financial privacy and is a dangerous surveillance tool. Congressman Brian Donald says this, CBDCs pose a clear threat to Americans' financial independence. With this program, the government can track everything you do, every single purchase, transaction, and dollar that comes in and leaves your account. Congress, the Feds, and the IRS can see your transactions. Congressman Mike Flood says the Chinese Communist Party's move to use governmental-run digital currency to impose further control on its people, its economy, is a cautionary tale that Americans must avoid. Congressman Barry Loudermilk says the Federal Reserve's push to develop a central bank digital currency will allow the Fed to track an individual's transactions indefinitely. With these Fed accounts, the government has total control over you, over your life. They can turn your bank account on or off at will. What's to say, folks, if I get out of line one day, they don't push a button and cut off the money I put in the government for 50 years? Who said they can't? Who said they won't? What's more, they can greatly curtail how you spend your money. For example, if you ever wait, the government will simply restrict your ability to buy certain items. Need ammo? You won't be able to get it. Any business deemed non-essential will be shut down. Well, they wouldn't do that, would they? Of course not. COVID was a fluke. They would never do it again, would they? Any individual who goes against the party line will be frozen out of the system. And that's a little bit like the Mark the Beast system, folks. If you don't follow the rules, you don't take the mark, if you don't do these things, you'll not be able to buy or sell. You see, the mark is a financial mark. It's an economic mark. And nothing, folks, this is important. They hit you where you got to live. You got to be able to eat. You got to be able to pay your bills. You got to feed your family. They know that. Satan is not a fool when it comes to the ways of deceiving people and controlling people. And his minions aren't either. You simply won't be able to access your hard-earned money. And you can imagine this will have a dramatic effect on the lives of ordinary Americans, especially freedom-loving Americans who dare to speak out against left-wing ideology. Don't believe in climate change or vaccines? Bye-bye bank account. And this isn't some conspiracy. This isn't a crackpot fringe theory, folks. This is happening as we speak. I wonder if the prophecy ties in with current events. I wonder if what I'm talking about right now, and read the Bible, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, you've been told by a New Testament prophet that lines up scripture with current events. This is coming. This is now. This is happening. And Revelation 13, talking about the beast will have power over every kindred, tongue, and nation. Where are you going to run to? Oh, I'll go to South America. Oh, that's not a kindred, tongue, or nation. Oh, I'll go to Israel. That's even worse. Well, I'll go to Rome. I'll look for the Catholic Church to protect me. Oh, my goodness, folks. They're the head of the beast system as far as what they do with Antichrist. This is what we're facing today. Get your head out of the hole in the ground, breathe some fresh air, and look what's happening. We are living in a time that prophecy is being fulfilled every day as fast as time will take it. And all I can say is, if you're not paying attention to what's going on, if you're not paying attention to what you're being told right now, you'll be blindsided. And maybe damned to hell because you get sucked into the system. One more article. Listen to the word, folks. I'm not making this up. Banking Insider warns CBDCs will be implanted chips. Banking Insider warns CBDCs will be implanted chips. Banking Insider Richard Werner warns that the globalists have been looking for the right time and a good way to roll out their central bank digital currency since 2015. Werner says that he was told by a central banker something that is never discussed, that the CBDC being proposed by the Bank for International Settlements, I'm going to repeat that, being proposed right now, folks, by the Bank of International Settlements, will be an implantable chip. Werner believes that the central bankers need to collapse the economy and to institute a universal basic income in order to force the people to be chipped. One more time. Werner believes that the central bankers need to collapse the economy, and folks, they're doing that right and left worldwide, and to institute a universal basic income, UBI, in order to force the people to be chipped. This is a transcript of what has been said. German banking economist Richard Werner was selected as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum in Davos in 2003. This man is an insider. He was selected as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic System, the WEF. Klaus Schwab, ever heard of him? Here he tells us, an insider, a view of what to soon expect, and says the only way to survive the Great Reset is for us to immediately begin setting up our own banking system. I want to say this too. I have a son, middle son, and his son. I've told him, and I'm sure my other son will do the same thing. They don't carry cash. They pay your thing with a card. They play in right into this banking antichrist system. You see, if you use cash and refuse to use cards, you can slow this down. But people don't understand that. They use debit cards, credit cards all the time. They don't want to use cash. I despise credit. I despise using debit cards. I do. And I use cash anytime I possibly can because I don't want to use anything else. We're killing ourselves and our children's future because of our ignorance, our apathy, and for convenience sake. But back to the article. Here he tells us as an insider's view of what to soon expect, and says the only way to survive the Great Reset is to immediately begin setting up your own banking system. The Bank for National Settlements recently published an open report. Now listen, folks, a report called Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New. This report proposes that the central bank digital currency will serve as a new reserve currency, and calls for the digital confiscation. Let me repeat this now. Listen very carefully. I'm going to try to go slower. And calls for the digital confiscation of all physical property by assigning every world item its own unique digital token, which will contain rules on how each item can and cannot be used, so that each person can be controlled and conditioned directly by the central bank. I'm going to read that one more time. Now, the lines are open, folks. If you want to call 844-769-2944. It calls for the digital confiscation. In other words, remember Klaus Schwab said, by 2030, you own nothing, be happy? No, they're not going to take your physical house. Digitally, they're going to take it and control it. It's almost like, in a sense, it's like personal property tax. I paid mine 2 weeks ago. I hate paying property taxes. I work my buns off to pay for this home and for my wife and I to live in, but I'll never own it or the cars I travel in. I'll never own them. If I don't pay the personal property tax, they will come and take my property and sell it for taxes and keep the profit. That's control, folks. Well, now it's going to get even worse. They will digitally confiscate all your physical property by assigning every real-world item its own unique digital token, which will contain rules on how each item can and cannot be used, so that each person can be controlled and conditioned by directly by the central bank. Are people laughing tonight about this? You think I'm nuts now? I know the ones that said this many years ago probably aren't listening. They probably never will. But what I've read in the defense paper, what I read in scripture, what I read in articles, has proven the fact that what I've said for the last 30 years on radio has come to pass. Those who listen to me now for over 20 years and longer, like to hear from you and hear what you say about this. I really would. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I want people to understand that I would never, in 1,000 years, try to make some kind of sensational statement or take a sensational stand just to draw attention, get more listeners, and raise money. Folks, we barely, I mean barely, pay the bills here. Truly, I'm telling you the truth. You don't believe me? You ask my daughter-in-law who pays the bills for me. Her name is Denise. She'll tell you we barely pay the bills. I kept praying the Lord to give us a little bit of cushion, but it hasn't happened. To be quite honest with you, every month it's a struggle to pay the bills. Every month. And when I ask for help, some of y'all chip right in and help, but not very many. Not very many. A handful chip in and really try to help. Some of y'all, that are a handful I'm talking about, can only send $10, but you always do it because that's the kind of people you are. But nonetheless, I don't do this for sensational news headlines and say, hey, listen to what he said. Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this. And build some kind of name for myself. I couldn't. If I could do this program and you never know who I am, I'd do it. But that would not give me much credibility, would it? I tell you these things because I'm telling the truth. Scripturally and materially, I have the proof to back up what I'm saying. I always have. From day one on the radio, when the Lord told me to start covering these incidents, clear back in 94, when I read about the UN meeting in the year 1994 to build the World Bank and the World Court. Oh, well, that's not going to happen. It's happened. They're going to melt neurons and computer chips and make a living cell, maybe living zombies. Oh, it'll never happen. It happened. Oh, they'll never get us to give up our money. We'll always have money, and we'll never have to worry about the mark of the beast in our lifetime. Really? We are, I think, sometimes the most arrogant and ignorant people in the world. Let's talk to our sister Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Pastor Pop. This business of taking a picture of your iris and it's going to be the condition of whether or not you can get your Social Security, your money,
sure.
Your driver's license,
yes.
Everything. Okay, what are you going to do?
I'll have to
are
do
you
without.
Going to give your iris picture?
Or I'll have what? To do it. No, I wouldn't give a digital picture for a driver's
okay,
license.
So,
I drove 12 years without a driver's license.
So what will you do when you have nothing to pay your taxes, your property taxes with?
I guess I'll be like the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, I'll be destitute living in caves.
Okay. I am glad to hear that because that's the route I was going to take, and most people aren't.
No, they're not.
What's
the scripture say about that? Only a few are going to find the right path, sis. I mean, only a few. But you can't buy yourself out of people. How am I going to feed my family? Christ told us in Matthew 10, if you love your family more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. If we will sell our soul and our family's souls for a loaf of bread, then we certainly don't love Christ, do we?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this is hard.
Okay.
This is hard, and it's just beginning. Believe me, it's just beginning.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. That's the where do you draw the line? And well, I think the iris business is one of the first places you draw the line.
Oh, yeah, that I agree with that completely. That's why I started in 1999. I wasn't doing a driver's license because they were going digital pictures. And I said for 12 years, myself and my brother and Phil Hudock drove without a license. We didn't have a license. We made up our own licenses. And I even got speeding tickets without license. Because I was all of the newspaper and Charleston paper that wouldn't take him. And the cops knew who it was. They didn't disagree with me necessarily. And they didn't bother me too much because I didn't break the law.
I don't think that worked today, do you?
Well, it may be in some smaller areas it might. I don't know. But I just know that I don't have a digital picture yet that I volunteered. They may have got one that I don't know about. But I didn't give it to them. You know, and taking a mark is like a woman, a virgin lady. If you're raped, it's not your fault. If you give it away, it's your fault.
Yeah. Well, it's I used to want to save my house for my kids because I do own my house. I live on Social Security, but I do own my house.
Yes.
And I wanted to leave it to my kids. I've got four of them. But you know what? There's not going to be a dang thing to leave anybody in a couple of years anyway because the government's going to take it all. Because we'll have nothing and be dead.
That's what Klaus Schwab said, you'll have nothing and be happy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said dead, because that's the only way you'd be happy.
It's coming to that. I don't like it. I really don't like it. I don't even like to talk about it. But that doesn't change the facts, does it?
Yeah.
Good call. Then, thank you for the call. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay. I was just going to add that I see on your news business here, Pope Francis says disabled people should be euthanized to fight climate change. Well, he should be setting the example then, shouldn't he?
He's totally not exactly
in prime health.
I totally agree. He's definitely a useless eater and an antichrist.
He's a horrible person.
Yes, he is.
Okay, I appreciate taking my call.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just go to another sister in Iowa. Let's talk to Jan. Jan, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Bush. Been a while since you heard from trouble, huh?
Yeah, it has. I try to avoid trouble. But go ahead.
Well, I know, but I call anyway. Anyway, so now we get to have the draft come back, huh?
Yeah, they're working on draft right now as we speak. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Take the able-bodied men out of it, too. But, yes, I'm still fighting not using anything digital.
Well, this war is not going to end until Christ returns. We know that. Or he calls us home number one.
But I have a scorched earth policy. Somebody's going to come and take it, and I got a boogie, and I know I can't ever come back. They won't have anything to take.
I agree. Nothing but a piece of dirt.
Yeah.
I understand.
They just won't have anything to take.
Do you remember that?
You can't do that. Well,
oh, yes, you can. Well, I mean, I'm going to lose it anyway. Why do I care? But you remember that the show Little House on Prairie?
Yeah.
Remember the time the railroad took their homes and they blew them up? Remember that?
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Nothing for them to take.
That's
nothing
right.
Nothing for them to take. Don't leave them anything.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
No, other than I got to send you some more cash.
Well, thank
you
for
helping. Got occupied with birthdays, so my little 4-year-old great-grandson had a birthday, and I spaced it out. I had to go birthday shopping, you know?
I understand that. I do. But thanks, Jan, for being there for us for so long. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I don't send money to anybody but you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
And everybody is short. I mean, Prophecy Club says they're cutting back on their trips. Paul Begley's begging for money. Everybody wants money.
I know.
Send me.
Thank you so much for being there for this.
All my send me goes to Pastor Butch.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And I'll see you Saturday in church.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
All right, honey.
I'll be on the phone anyway, aggravating Phil. All right, love you, too.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to our brother Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm way better. I just had a call in because you mentioned the last days World Wide Web, folks. If you look at Isaiah chapter 59, 59:1-8. The World Wide Web was predicted back then by Isaiah. Everybody should read that. It's very important. Then,
yes.
If you want to know about false prophets predicted by Jeremiah, it's in Jeremiah chapter 23. You know that is, Butch?
Refresh my memory.
Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 23, out of 40 verses, there's 32 words that start with prophets and prophecies that were predicted back by Jeremiah about 1,000 years ago. It's a very important read. Jeremiah chapter 23:1-40.
Okay, folks, you heard that.
Then you can bring it forward to today.
Absolutely.
If Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, that's in the book of Revelation. I hope everybody takes this call because Jeremiah predicted false prophets about 32 times in chapter 23. You don't know what that verse is, right, Butch?
No, I know what you're talking about now, right? Yeah, I remember reading that. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
It's almost time to hang up, so I'll let you take another call. It's almost time.
Okay, I thank you, Dina, for the call. Thank you. And, Jeremy, I also talked about false pastors that were not pastors. Even Christ talked about harlings, and a lot of them are harlings today. Again, I went last night to a little fellowship, and they were sincere as they can be, folks, but unknowing what's coming on this world and not able to teach the young people, the children, the respect that the house of God deserves and to show respect on how we speak, how we dress, how we look, how we act. This, folks, this is a walk of holiness. Without holiness, the Bible says, no man shall see God. No, you're not going to make it perfectly. I'm nowhere near perfect. But the things I know to do that glorify Him, I try to do. I am so far from where I need to be, but by the grace of God, I'm still in this battle. Hope you join us this weekend, of course, for Bible study to catch up on some more lessons. But folks, this program exists because you all are out there with us. Be no point in if y'all weren't out there. We're about to try to make some changes on this program, maybe to do some video while we're on the air, different things. I don't know how it's going to work yet, folks. I have no idea. But that does cost funds, for sure. On the Grace Hall, I'll see you tomorrow night with talk show host Doug Heidman. A lot to talk about. God bless. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.